And welcome to Master and the Charizard Anti-CG Podcast. Dun, dun, dun. It's been a month, but we're right back to continue where we left off. Dun, dun, dun. We will travel across the world, finding things all the time. In Master Red, we understand Charizard's a master killer. Dun, dun, dun. Gotta catch 'em all. This is the worst song I've ever heard. Dun, dun, dun. And we got a camera that's on Charmander. Okay. Hello and welcome to Master Red, Charizard in TCG Pokemon Podcast, done so in a different manner. And yeah, here we are. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Looking at the trash can here? Everything's going sideways. Char-char right there. Little Charmander. Look at that right there. That's why we are the Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast. And not any other. Welcome, welcome. Lots of would-be pretenders. Would-be pretenders. They get on Instagram, show off their Pokemon cards. That's nice. But who's really the Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast, you may ask? And here it is, the true Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast. The true obsession with Charizard. And we're gonna reiterate that true obsession right now as I share with you some cards and really neat and destroying everything. Really neat artwork. Here it is. The obsession continues. Look at this Charizard artwork. Look at that. Look at that. That is, it's so real. It's actually pretty freaky, actually. It's pretty scary. Look at that. We got the Charizard galore right here. Welcome to Master Red, the Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast. I'm your host, Rafi Avakian. For this special day, we've come back. It's been a month, so I wanted to bring back the Charizard glory in this episode. And look at this. We got our very own Charizard folder with who? None other than Red in the background. So welcome to the true Master Red Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast. I'm your host, Rafi Avakian. Now, this has been truly, truly on my mind whether to continue or to end the podcast. But there can truly cannot be, it truly cannot be without continuing. We need to continue. That's just what we're doing right now. Charmander literally evolved right in front of our eyes so we can get our camera back on. Thank you guys for being here. This podcast, as you guys know, this video cut podcast has all been about randomness. Sometimes we like to have fun. We like to show things others don't. We like to do things upside down, such as this. And yes, if you got a look, you could see yourselves right here, or you could see a little lion on the side. This is Master Red, Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast, and I'm your host, Rafi Avakian. We like to have fun because we're literally upside down right now. So we're going to go ahead and go right side up. There we go. Thank you guys for letting me enjoy and have some fun. That's what we do here. We show off some Charizard cards. We have some fun doing it upside down. Hope you guys didn't mind that. And I hope you guys did not get seasick over that, because that was a little bit much. And we're not editing that out. That part's not editing. I mean, you know right now. So why was there a document camera? Well, I got to deliver on my promise, right? We have the ultimate guide to Pokemon and we need to continue. So that is what is going to happen today. Last episode, what did we do? It was a bit ago. We looked at the world deck. It was really cool. Go ahead, check out the last episode. All the episodes are actually, they've always been available on the Master Red Charizard GG Pokemon Podcast website. If you were able to find it, it's a pod page. It was always available. However, you were also able to watch it on Spotify for a subscription to have all the videos and stuff like that. If you didn't figure it out, I mean, let's face it. If you figure things out, if you work on stuff, you get rewarded, right? So you got rewarded with the free videos and free podcasts. And I did not mention it, right? But I can see that a lot of you have figured it out. And that's why we do not receive subscriptions. And we're going to keep it that way. We're keeping that website open for you guys to go and check out Master Red Charizard TCG Pokemon Podcast episodes on your laptop or on your phone. I mean, probably better to do it on the laptop. I'm not the best web designer. I'm the one who designed it. Look at me. I'm just your random everyday teacher. And so I just love Pokemon. And I'm self-proclaimed really good at it. Actually, I'm really good at it. But what we're going to do is we were supposed to continue off where we left off. So we just did Pokemon Go. We reviewed that. And we were looking at Diomain Chapter 4, which is the Pokemon cards. We're looking at the Pokemon cards here. How to play. We looked at that actually last time. So the last time we did the book. So we looked at the anatomy of a Pokemon card. Go check that out. Alright, so yeah, here is where we are. We are at the most playable Pokemon cards. We're going to go over more playable cards and the banned cards today in Pokemon World. And then, you know, Chapter 5 is going to be on the big screen. So all about the movies after that. All right. And on TV. So here we are. The most valuable Pokemon cards. You trying to make some bank? This is the episode for you. The most valuable Pokemon card. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to get our handy dandy teacher support right there. It kind of gave us some fun earlier. It's going to give us that document camera for you guys to see what is going on. Ooh, it is sideways. So now it is right side up. Look at that. See how that works. Okay. So it's called an Inswan. You can find it on Amazon. All right, so the most valuable Pokemon. So we gotta fix up that. Yeah, there we go. Just the most valuable Pokemon cards. The Pokemon collectible market has exploded in the past 2 years, with cards fetching record six-figure sums at auctions and even bigger valuations on trade. Out of the more than 34 billion cards sold, these are the ones collectors most covet. Covet means the most wants. So this is that illustrator Pikachu. Going to read about it. Pikachu illustrated card, $375,000. That's cha-ching. A limited edition prize card. These were awarded in 1998 to winners of the Korokoro comic illustration contest, in which readers entered cards of their own creation for a chance of seeing them published in a monthly manga magazine aimed at kids. With only 39 created, these are considered the rarest Pokemon cards of all. One sold in February 2021 for $375,000 on the PWCC card trading marketplace. So you want to check out where these are being sold as PWCC card trading marketplace. That's where you can go and see if you want to sell your cards. And matter of fact, since it's my first time seeing this, that's pretty cool. I'm going to go check it out too. So PWCC is the name of the marketplace. You can go check out some really cool, neat cards. And, you know, perhaps buy one yourself or sell. Okay, so very good. That's the Pokemon Illustrator. So, actually, lately there was, like, an Illustrator competition. So, So that's really cool. So it kind of has me thinking, you know, maybe those competitions are really cooler than I thought, because they might lead to new illustrator cards that are actually really valuable. But nonetheless, in the common theme in Pokemon is that the oldest ones are the most expensive. So we'll go ahead and continue here. Look at this one. It's really cool. It is the Mewtwo in the background, and looks like Mewtwo from Pokemon Snap, if you know what I'm talking about. If you take a picture out of the stars in the crystals in a certain cave, they show a representation of Mewtwo. Here's in Japanese, it says Secret Super Battle. And oh yeah, also the Super Battle also reminds me of the battles in Super Smash Brothers. So if you go to a certain point or something like that, you do a boss battle and you get to keep that boss. So let's see, 1999 number one trainer card, top value, $90,000. A card featuring a silhouette of Mewtwo. It was given to competitors at 1999 Secret Super Battle Tournament Finals, held in a secret location in Tokyo. The players needed to win one of seven regional competitions to earn a place in the finals, and the number one trainer card was their entry ticket. One sold for $90,000 at an auction in July 2020. Guys, these are still in circulation. Someone has it somewhere. Or maybe they're looking to sell it right now if you really want this card. All right, so here's the daddy. Here's daddy. Imagine this guy had Leon on his team. Oh man. It would have been cool if they had Trainer Red in the beginning. That would have been nice. They did not. They never have. Anyway, so Leon would have been pretty cool actually. Your Pokemon attacks, he would have done 230 damage. Anyways, so this Charizard actually has a really cool ability, and I wasn't around to really use that much. But ability, energy burn. All energy types to this Pokemon are fire energy instead of the usual types. So imagine that in the current TCG, you could play this in any kind of deck, in the dark deck, in the psychic deck, especially those decks that run, that get energy really quickly. And you get 200 energy, 200, no, four energies of any type really quickly in the current format. It would still be pretty bad because unfortunately Charizard's always stuck with that discard energy tax, and it's been in the fire. It's been a Gremlin to fire type Pokemon in the trading card game. It honestly needs they need to get rid of it. So discard three energy cards attached to this Pokemon. So 200 damage, you can only attack one time and then discard. I mean, but imagine if you have like a Pokemon that collects energies and distributes them. So if you could distribute three energy cards of any kind to any Pokemon, then you could put the energy back on him and do another 200 damage. And on top of that, the Pokemon back in the day, they used to have a lot lower HP. As you notice, the Charizard is 150 HP. So there were no Pokemon over 200 HP. As a matter of fact, 150 must have been one of the highest. So there was no V Union V Pokemon with 300 HP. So Charizard would have knocked out anybody at that time. So let's see. Let's talk about it. The first cards released. So top value is $369,000, and that's a base set first edition card. The first cards released in the U.S. in 1999. They currently range in price from $10 on eBay to $369,000 for a Charizard at a December 2020 auction. First editions are the most valuable, and the highest prices go to those with holographic designs and shadowless cards, in which the artwork is not set off by a drop shadow because of a printing error. So the ones that don't have a printing error are the most valuable. So let me give you an example. This Charizard I got was for about $100, and it's a basis first. Look, it says 1995, 96, and 98. could also say 99. So it's kind of it's hard to tell, but what exactly year this is. But let's see. The first one is 1999. Yeah, this could have been. This would be probably a 1995 card. So what they would do is they would evaluate that card and see. And what's interesting though is this is really interesting, and I feel like I might have been cheated or something, because this Charizard right here has 150 HP. While this was really interesting the first time I caught this particular one has 120 HP. What is that and why? So I'm gonna have to do an investigation on this to see if this is even a real card or whatnot. And I could see here that the one pictured is actually from a different set than this one. Actually, this one might actually be the true one. It's just puts a star, 4 out of 102. While this one shows, I think it's from X and Y because it has a different thing right here. And it says 2000. Okay, so this one says 2016 Pokemon. So this magazine, they did not put the original base set one in the picture, but they put a 2016 one, a remake version of it. And I have it right here. The 2016 Charizard right here. Really interesting. You just see the difference. It's the same one right here. Look, as you can see, it's 150 HP. And the color ability burn is in blue, and this one's in blue. And it's exactly the same way. This is just reverse holo. And look at this. This value is 130 bucks. And I got this last year, so values may have changed. And this is a 2016 reverse holo. 11, if you notice, it says 11 out of 108, 108. Let's get some Charizard education right here. Look at the original one. So I'm going to tell you right now, this is the original one. 120 HP was the base set that you would get. Also has 1995, 96, 98. While this one, as well as the one in the picture, and I'm sorry that I questioned the person I bought this from. So the one in this right here, it says 2016 down there, and it also says 2016 up here. So in fact, the ones in the magazines are not the true base set one, like just like this one is not the true base set one, but this one is with 120 HP. So keep an eye on that 120 HP. You don't want to be fooled into thinking that you're getting the base set one when you're not. That's a very easy way to tell. I mean, especially if you have vision issues and you can't really see that. Easy way to tell is that number up there. What's really cool though is to help you remember, 120 is exactly 100 less than the new Charizard V, which is 220. It's kind of like money in a way. So the value of an HP went down. So now you have to have higher HP because more Pokemon are higher HPs in order to become the strongest one. So there you go. We have a Charizard VMAX right there with 330 HP. So this is from the past, 120, in the mid past, 150. So 1990s, 2010s. So 1990s, 2010s, 30 HP. Okay, 30 HP. Not a big difference. But then you got this, in the 2020s, right? And we're all of a sudden at 220 HP, 70 horsepower, 70 HP difference, and then another 100 when we add the VMAX. Very, very interesting. And then obviously you get the different, you have different art, the artwork totally changed, as you can see there. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I didn't show the V-Star, which is, yeah, less. It's 280 horsepower or HP. I am a really big car guy, and one of the reasons why I've been thinking of discontinuing Pokemon podcasts is because of my love of cars. But the that but I might actually do something in addition or not, so it depends. But for now, we're continuing this series, and I hope you guys enjoy it while it's here. We got our Charizards right there, and then of course the newest one right there. I think there's one newer one. Obviously, I didn't go for the. I loved playing the Switch games, particularly the video game. So when I started playing the video game, I did not get the cards for Scarlet and Violet, but I'm definitely still enjoying these ones, and I'm especially I haven't started getting new ones, especially since I started going to the old ones and collecting these. Yeah, and then you have another modern Charizard that's not super powerful, like this one. So, for example, this one definitely relates to this one. It's a holographic, as well, and it's a battle the Battle Sense Charizard. We've used this. You guys seen this a lot in this podcast with Leon. Of course, we use Leon there too. Goes along with it, and. This Battle Sense Charizard is amazing. It actually does the same amount of damage as the original Charizard with two less fires needed. Of course, you can't use absolutely any type of energy. That would be really cool nowadays. But, you know, with additional Leons discarded, especially if you got four, you could potentially you could do a lot of damage, right? So you could do 300 damage with four Leons discarded, and but exactly so as the value of the HP went down, so did the number of cards that have high HP went up, so then it doesn't knock out a VMAX Pokemon, which would be really cool. I mean, you have to have a choice belt on top of this. Anyway, so that's really talking technicality here. That's the Charizard card. You guys got a real deep down on that Charizard card because we are the Master Red Charizard Teaching Pokemon podcast. Nobody could tell you otherwise. Nobody could tell you that even more because this is it. This is the place to be. If you're a Charizard fan, please reach out to me. I would love to collaborate with you. So then we got the next one right here, Super Magikarp, 1998 Magikarp Tamamushi University promo card. Top value $66,000 for a Magikarp. So if you have a Magikarp like this laying around, don't just throw it away. Don't flip flop on it. Let it flip flop on you. So while Magikarp is the butt of jokes with its low stats and splash move, I just made a joke on it. I didn't even. Let's take out this thing. Let's see. Oh, Tula. Let's see if we can do this. We can get the light on this. Let's get some light on this thing right here. Let's get boom. Take this out. Do we have light? Come on, buddy. Give me some light. Give me some light. Less light. More light. Okay. Not working. All right, guys. I tried my best to take out that glare for you guys. I'm sorry. Could not do it. I'm a fail. And this podcast should end immediately. Nope. Oh, there we go. If I put a 5 o'clock shadow with my hand, we are better able to see it. You know what? For you guys, I will do it. While Magikarp is the butt of jokes, with its low stats and splash move, this special Tamamushi University Magikarp has a powerful Dragon Rage move. There are only 1,000 copies in existence and a card in Gem Mint 10 condition. Fetch $66,100 in February 2021. So, I mean, maybe this person was a what the person who has the birthday, they were Aquarius just like me. It's a water type. You want to spend that money on, and it's your type, you know. And koi are very expensive. So you know, in some circles, I bet Magikarp is really valuable. So that is our 30 HP Magikarp for 66,100. Next one. I actually really like this card. This Kangaskhan. Kangaskhan has always been one of my favorites because it is very unique with carrying its child around. It really feels like an animal. So As you can see, the difference between Kangaskhan, which is a strong Pokemon in the video games, 80 HP versus Charizard's 150. So that you could see how low the HP numbers really were in the past. So 1998 Kangaskhan Parent Child Mega Battle Card. These cards went to teams at the Parent Child Mega Battle Tournament held in Japan. Collectors go for unique design elements, including the original logo saying Pocket Monsters Card Game on the back with a Pokeball symbol. One of these coveted cards sold for $150,100 in October 2020. And these are all really late. Like, this is just within 3 years. So, just of recording this, I mean, God knows when you watch this, how long this would be around. I plan on keeping this podcast around for a long time, just the videos around, just for people to have access to historical facts sometime in 100 years from now, and we'll still be around when I'm gone. So here we have these trainer cards as well, right here. Not to deep, not to do, not we have anything against Kang Song. We do have to move on. So we have this Pikachu. That's a trophy. That's a trophy. Okay, that's a trophy. I thought I was doing some other activity. 1997 pick seven Pikachu trophy cards. These are as all in my Lexus SC300, and McLaren F1s are in the 90s, late 90s too. So think about the McLaren F1 while you think about this trainer card. Top value $100,000. These cards were awarded to winners of the Pokemon World Championships. Pikachu fronts the card, holding a gold, silver, or bronze trophy, depending on how the competitor finished. Only a few dozen are believed to exist, with one in PSA 8 near mint condition for sale on eBay in December 2021 at an overinflated price of $2 million. So here's a key word, guys. It was for sale. It doesn't mean that it's sold at $2 million. Please, if you find out how much it was sold for, please let us know. Master Red, Charizard TG and Pokemon Podcast. You can have an email, send it to our email. It's called masterredpodcast@gmail.com. If you find out how much that is, please let us know. All right, very cool. So we have another trainer card. This is a unique trainer card. It looks like it's the newer ones, 2000s. 2001 Japanese promo tropical mega battle card, top value 47,100. The precursor to the World Championships, this invite-only competition was held from 1999 to 2001 in Hawaii, drawing the 50 best players who had won regional contests. The cards were printed in the native languages of the players, with one selling in February 2021 for $47,100 right here. So here's the key between these cards. Here's the thing between these cards. They were at special events where there was a very limited supply, or there was a very low supply of good versions of them sold to the public. And that would be this one. And not only that, it had to be good number of sold to the public in 1997, but there still has to be a fraction of that amount that still people have, and not only do they have it, but they have to be in good condition. So imagine how difficult it actually is to have a PSA 10 Charizard, and that's what would bring that price to that $369,000. It's really hard. And it's worth half a house in LA. So if you got an $800,000 house, this is worth half a house. You could sell it and you put a down payment. So that being said, these could be made really good investment. I've actually been hearing art be really good investment, and for me, this is art actually. This is the rarest of Pokemon art. So if you think of it that way, you could really see why these do have a value. So then we have a 2010 Master Key Trophy card, which is really cool. Top value 26,900. For me, although this doesn't have a Pokemon on it, it really looks like jewelry. It really looks like it's something valuable. With only 36 contestants at the Japan World Championships in Hawaii in 2010, this photo card with the key that each received in a special case almost never hits the market. When one did in 2019, the auction house wrote, "These cards act like jewelry and glisten in a way entirely special to the Pokemon brand." More recently, one sold in August 2020 for $26,900. And guys, I didn't even read this. I bet this is what you thought too. Look at that. It glistens. It really shows this is cool. Really cool. So we just went over the most valuable po cards in Pokemon. I mean, Charizard. Holy Grail, $369,000. Then we have Kangaskhan with 150,000. Then we have the trainer cards, Pikachu with 100,000. Then 1999 trainer card with Mewtwo at 90,000. Then we have me. Then we have Fishy Boy with 66,000. Then we have the Mega Battle card with Psyduck and friends for 47. Then we have the Master Ski Trophy card, $26,000. The one, what would I hold? The one that feels the most valuable, honestly, the one that probably be the hardest to get, the most valuable one is probably Japan World Championship between Pokemon World Championship. These two, having the gold here and then having the key here. So these would be probably the hardest ones to get. And it was like a specific time, so that's why these are worth a lot. Whereas Charizard carries a lot of fame, popularity, and also the base set being a first. So the fame and popularity really helps Charizard in this case. So then next time, guys, we'll go over the banned cards. You guys can see right now we have Lysander's trump card. We'll learn about that if you haven't been in the TCG world for that long. Puzzle of Time, we'll learn about Slowking. Slowking, we'll learn about Archaeops. Oh, there's a hand to evolve. Wow, I didn't know the old Archaeops card was actually. Each player can't play any Pokemon from his or her hand to evolve his or her Pokemon. Wow, so this Archaeops was actually banned, which is interesting. This one's banned too, Sneasel. Somebody actually gave me a deck full of these. I guess that's why they did it when I just started. And Maxie's Hidden Ball Trick, Wally, Forest of Giant Plants, and Delinquent. I mean, Delinquent says it right there. And then we have the Pokemon TV series. So next time, guys, we're gonna go over the banned cards of Pokemon. What did we do today? We went over the most valuable cards of Pokemon. Guys, I'm gonna go ahead and switch up this video here. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in on the Master Red Charizard TCG Pokemon Podcast. I understand it's been a month. It's been very busy at work. But I do love bringing you guys content. Please reach out to me. I like hearing from you guys. It does feel lonely sometimes. So reach out to email at masterredpodcast@gmail.com. You could let me know if you want more content, more Pokemon content. And if you guys are interested, let me know if any of you are interested in cards, particularly Initial D or in the JDM world. Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful day. And I'll see you later.